Welcome to Face to Face, Learning and Leading, two different topics that somehow intertwine when it comes to the issue of being an instructor, a scientist, and a mom. Jeff Pollock talks to his wife, Jennifer Pollock, about all that and all that she's accomplished along those particular lines.
As of this year, we have known each other for exactly half our lives. In that time, I've watched you transform from an undergraduate hiding behind a hooded sweatshirt in an environmental law seminar to a tenured associate professor in marine biology. You have made a lasting contribution to the quality of coastal environments and to the body of science surrounding that work and to the lives of students who will hopefully someday, you know, come to carry on the torch of that work in their own right.
Wow. Sounds like I have big shoes to fill of my own.
So when you look back on the last 20 years at your academic and professional evolution, how do you feel about where you are today relative to where you started?
I think that where I am today, I would not have predicted. I don't think it followed a direct path. I think that's something that I've tried to share with students, that you don't have to have a single path to get to where you want to go. I think being a marine biologist who grew up in the Midwest is an important part of that story. I've had a lot of students who have also grown up in the middle of the United States, and I think it's important for students to hear that they can have an ambition to do something that they weren't necessarily born to do. It's not all about location. It's more about what inspires you and what makes you excited and what gets you up out of bed every day.
So when you frame it like that, I mean, do you feel, you know, in terms of where your feet are now and what you do every day, do you feel like you were, like, this is where you were going to end up eventually and there were just a variety of trajectories that were going to get you here one way or another? Or does it feel like the product of some randomness that could have easily ended up differently?
When I look back at things, I think that I've always wanted to be a leader. I've always been teaching in one way or another, whether it was informally as a coach or now formally as a professor. And so eventually ending up in a position that merged those things together makes sense. But I think if you work hard, then you're in the position when the opportunities present themselves to take advantage of them. So it's not necessarily that you get lucky with opportunities that pass in front of you, but if you're prepared for the opportunities, then you can make the most of them.
In a society in an era where it's virtually impossible to be a high-powered professional woman and a mom without sort of sacrificing on both ends, what's sort of your guiding light in that process? You know, what is it that has helped you prioritize your choices? What's your mantra on a daily basis?
I think it's been so important for me, and I don't think this has happened in a very formal way, but I think it's really important for other young female scientists to see that it's possible as well. You know, it's not that it's easy or that it's simple. I think that being a woman in science can be complicated, you know, if you want to have a family, if you want to have children, finding the right time to do it, but recognizing that it is possible. You can pursue something professionally that you're very passionate about, and you can still have a family. Really, within science, feeling like a female role model has been something that I think that I can accomplish, and I can accomplish that in a lot of ways. Some self-reflection as a scientist, I think, is really healthy. And some self-reflection, I think, as well, on our history and our trajectory together, that it's gotten us to the point that we are today.
And inspiration sometimes doesn't have to brightly shine, but it does its best work without ever having a light shine brightly on it. Face to face.